AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Lots of trouble in Michigan this morning. The lead-contaminated water crisis in the city of Flint, and separately, the sick out by angry teachers in Detroit. We'll begin in Flint, where doctors have seen high levels of lead in some children after the city switched its water source to save money. President Obama's seen the reports.
I know that if I was a parent up there, I would be beside myself that my kids' health could be at risk.
The president's declared an emergency but denied a disaster request, saying legally disasters are natural occurrences like floods and fires. Michigan's governor is asking him to reconsider. An hour away from Flint is Detroit, where angry teachers have been calling in sick, furious over pay and dilapidated school conditions. The city's filed a lawsuit to try to force the teachers back to the classroom. Mayor Michael Duggan says the state isn't doing much to help.
We are approaching our seventh year under an emergency manager. The schools are only getting worse.
But he says the teachers should return to the classrooms. Much of the rest of the nation is waiting for some really nasty weather, a fierce storm that could dump 2 feet or more of snow on some areas from Mississippi to Massachusetts. Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service.
We're looking at the highest amounts of snow upwards between 2 and 3 feet across western Virginia and into portions of perhaps central Maryland.
And that snow should begin tomorrow and continue on into Saturday. More Americans signed up for unemployment last week. The number rose to the highest level since July, though applications are still historically low. Looks like Wall Street will open down this morning after yesterday's ugly sell-off. This is AP Radio News. We may hear today from the Obama administration about some new visa requirements. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports from Washington.
The plans are designed to make it harder for Europeans who have fought for the Islamic State to enter the United States. Congress passed and President Obama signed the measure into law in December. Those affected are dual nationals of Iran, Iraq, Sudan, and Syria, or people who visited those countries in the past 5 years. It only affects a minority of Europeans, but it has prompted great concern in countries whose citizens generally enjoy visa-free travel to the United States. Shirley Smith, Washington.
The United States is urging the leaders of Afghanistan and Pakistan to support a credible peace process with the Taliban. Vice President Biden and Secretary of State Kerry made the case to the leaders on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.